Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. With me, David Shombe, and my colleague, as always.
Safiya Basson, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and it's early evening. So, yeah, welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Welcome to Lecture Hall 1. Welcome to your platform where we discuss business matters, and also your platform where we look at things of bread and butter. It's your Lecture Hall 1. It's a platform for discussion, and also it's a platform for, you know, critically analyzing issues of domestic economy, issues of international economy, and also issues of, policy makings and implementation. So for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, Business and Economic Segment is it's a platform where we look at how we can advance our economy. We look at issues of SME development. We look at, issues of bigger corporations. And yeah, and like we're always saying, after every deep conversation, about certain matter, we always make sure that we give our listeners an opportunity to call us in the studio. We give our listeners an opportunity to make sure that they give their contribution. And yeah, let us promote business discussion, debate, because we are always saying we are facilitating this program. We are not the expert of the program, and we are also not new. So, however, it's a matter of me and you teaching one another. It's a matter of me and you engaging and also trying to come up with, better strategies and also better mechanisms on how to move forward. Yes, like I'm always saying, we are always with my colleagues talk about business. Apart from Zafia, yeah, yours truly, Hileni. Today, I don't know if Hileni in Nane or just Hileni.
Yeah, guys. The name changes depending on how I feel that day.
Yes.
It's still in Nane. I'm still on my father's surname.
Okay.
Whatever I was looking promising is not promising anymore.
Yes.
So, yeah. A very good evening to you, beloved Eagle FM listeners, and welcome to the BES segment.
Yes, we're just giving the introduction maybe to our new listeners, and maybe just to take us through our products that we,
Okay, so here at Eagle FM, we offer a variety of products. I'm sure you guys have been hearing the adverts throughout the day, so we do offer products, we do offer services. Some of the services are live streaming services, live broadcasting services. So we can always come to where you are and live broadcast your event or live stream your event. Like if you guys have noticed, over the weekend, there was the event of Hiakoko, the tournament that was happening in the north. And
yeah.
Our team is there and they're busy live streaming the event. And if you're one of those that like to watch soccer or want to keep yourself up to date with such, you can always just make a turn. Oh, Jesus, excuse me. I'm Mensa Maxua. So yeah, you can always just go there and keep yourself up to date with what is happening around the tournament. And so these are the type of events we give coverage to. So if you have your own event, maybe you work for a ministry, you work for a specific company, you are a small business, you are into corporate, or you just have a service that needs to get to the people, you can always call us and we will be able to either live stream your event and make sure the messages get the messages, or you can call us or send us your adverts and we will be broadcasting them live on air so that people are aware of your product. Because what is a business without a visibility? I keep asking you guys. And we have other platforms, which is the Eagle FM app, and you should all
You must
download the Eagle FM app. So let's quickly pay our bills.
Omiaru odhuri kekucha iponga ivurithi omayovi omurongo na gari ya dhidhiri kwa mona mibia omvura aziku. Onkene onditara onora oyo awike umaru wiponga watamba kumonjira detumo pasanjika otashivurika saoshimpuyu ningashoka shomonjira etohupitha omwenyo.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavuchaziva.
So like I was saying, to keep yourself up to date with all our, you know, Eagle FM programming, Eagle FM news, not Eagle FM news like that, but yeah, like news in general, you should download our Eagle FM app, which will enable you to listen to live broadcasts like this one, and also enable you to listen to previous podcasts, which are shows that aired in the past or that previously aired on our radio station. So that is currently the best platform for you to listen to our radio. And there are a lot of other benefits on the app. There is documents there, documents for your perusal. Those of you that like to read into stuff, those of you that like to study stuff, we always try and upload documents there, documents such as the budget tabling documents, things that you can just use to educate yourself and to keep yourself updated. We also occasionally have vacancies on there. So in case you are job hunting, you can download the app and just keep an eye on the advertisement parts of the app so that you can easily secure yourself a job. Alternatively, you can follow us on, that is all our social media platforms. Our social media handle is Eagle FM Namibia, and you will be able to keep yourself up to date with everything that is happening in and around the country, everything that is happening in and around Africa, everything that is happening around the world at a larger scale. And you will also be able to follow and keep track of the programs that are going to come up here on Eagle FM. So you can always just, you know, better prepare yourself to participate in this particular conversation that we intend to have here. Like we say, we drive narratives. We come here and we drive narratives. We look at issues that affect our everyday lives, and we dissect them for your future, for my future, and for a better future for your children and their future children. So yeah, that is about it. But to reach all our the number you need to reach for all your marketing needs is 083-288-400, and you will be able to get in touch with someone that will help you with all your marketing needs. Alternatively, we have our weekly e-paper that comes out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And to subscribe to the paper, you should send your name to 081-241-44, and we will be able to add you to our prescription list. And the next time the paper comes out, you will be able to receive it on your phone, at the palm of your hands. You don't have to go out there and look for things, you know. Yeah. It comes to you free of charge, just in case you are wondering, jela almost yet van free hot. It's coming to you free of charge. We do not ask you for anything. So if you send your number, ne, and they ask you for something, just know it's not us. Maybe not you, us. Maybe you pocket out one number there. It's not us. So yeah, that is it on the business and economic segment with me, Hileni, still Inane, and the rest of the crew. Yeah. We will be back right after this break. And we will jump right into our conversation for the day.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Mukungu lele kwa tuko maikuto wami na apiri kwa mavchaziva. Mwere kisema ep ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakare liferire, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Mvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulibusi ya mbasa antoye nguyetuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwiramu limu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasfera sesfa ep ya imba, kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, smane kakarunga, Africans, nizengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-2358-063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufuma na imba kachenu, mkona kufuma na fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact...
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment. Welcome back to Business Discussion. And yeah, we are going right into it.
So today's discussion is on the price setting, price negotiation, and support of domestic businesses. How can negotiated price affect the growth of your friend's businesses? Let's unpack that.
Yeah, we are starting with domestic businesses, the difference between domestic business and also, let me say, a bigger corporation, which is operating in South Africa, Botswana, and Namibia. Let's give an example of me having a tuck shop at a location and ShopRite. My friends can come to my tuck shop, whether they have enough money or don't have enough money. But when they come to me, they don't look at me as a business person. They look at me as David, who is running a business. But anything can be negotiated. There are a lot of unwritten rules in the street to say, if I am supporting Zafia's business, please give me that, how do they call it? It's not a gift, it's a present. How do they call it? You have to give something extra. But okay, you don't know that you are putting somebody's business down. And you cannot in your life see a person negotiating price on Pick and Pay. It won't happen.
No.
And you can also not see a person negotiating price at the Vroomman Block and also those well established. Why are we doing this to our fellow domestic businesses which are not even grown up rather than negotiating with people who have money? Mm. And today we are going to look at that to say, what are the things that we do? We think we are doing them for the sake of saving ourselves. What are they doing to the businesses of our friends and also businesses of our fellow Namibians? Because at the end of the day, the calculations, if you have like a good heart and you are selling in the street, you will not survive. Because friends will end up taking things for free. People that know you well will come and not paying you. But I don't want to say every black person, every Namibian go to this bigger corporation and buy.
Mm-hmm.
Every Namibian go to this Pick and Pay. We talk about ShopRite. Talk about even retail shops. They go there and they don't negotiate. If you can't afford, you go home. And those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves to say, how can we differentiate between a business, between your business, your friends, your loved ones, and people around you, especially SME operators? And what is the disadvantage of that negotiating every time you are negotiating? Even if you have money, you are negotiating. And what impact does this thing have to the business of that person? Because at the end of the day, we must operate a sustainable business. And we must have Namibians who are not just running SMEs. And maybe the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, how come an individual has been running an SME for 10 years? Why should I run an SME for 10 years? What are some of my challenges? Maybe I'm not growing. The reason I'm not growing, I have a lot of friends. And you guys from Eagle FM, when you come to my business, I also buy you something. And it's not right at all. Yeah, because that is where we need to look at.
Personally, I would like to think it's entitlement is a contributing factor to why SMEs are failing. Mm. Because when I know you, David, personally, and I come to your business, it's like I'm loyal to you in a way, but I'm also entitled to my loyalty to say, I could have gone elsewhere, but I'm choosing to support you. It's that entitlement that are breaking down businesses. It's that entitlement that are breaking down SMEs. Mm. Because instead of coming to support someone so that they can actually grow from there onwards, you are coming to support, but you are coming with a very ugly mentality.
Yeah.
Because you cannot come and you are telling me the same beer that you buy in Vorman for like $27.
Yeah.
You want me to give it to you at a discounted price just because
you have 20.
I'm your friend.
Yeah.
And on top of being your friend or not, sometimes it's not even friend. I'm just an acquaintance. I'm just someone you know.
Yeah.
So that entitlement is the one that takes away the respect. And many a times you'd also realize that your people don't want you to win. Your own people do not want to see you grow. So they are always trying to negotiate with you. If you have ever tried doing business, you'd come to the realization that it's always the people that you know that are always trying to bring you down. It's the ones that you know that are always trying to negotiate it down. It's the ones that you know that are always trying to downplay your services. You know, if you are a braider, they'll tell you, I'm from home. Why should I pay? So things like that.
Yeah.
But even if someone from your house works in Vorman, you cannot go and say, give us free products because we are from home. So I think it's the mentality that people have, that entitlement that people, have to say, because I'm supporting you, you owe me loyalty, and that loyalty should be paid in discounts. That loyalty should be paid in extra onions. You know, I buy a bag of onions and now I want two extra onions because I decided to buy from you.
Yeah.
But if you go in Vorman,
there's no negotiation there.
Even if you are 5 cent short,
you are just short of anything.
I kid you not. If the teller does not, if the cashier does not offer to give that 5 cent on your behalf, you are walking out of there without bread. You are not going anywhere without bread. So maybe it's high time as small businesses. I understand small businesses want to survive and, they are at a point where I have the correct word inside my heart. I just don't know how to lay it out. You know, SMEs need to come to a point where they stand their ground and respect their businesses. Because for other people to come respect your business, you need to respect your business first. If you as a business person is able to jump every time I say jump, when I go tell Zafiane, bread is $15 by David's Stock Shop.
Yeah.
I'll be like,
if you have $10, you can come with the bread.
Even if you have $10, she sells bread. But bread is $15.
Mind you,
bread is $15. Yet because you allow people to dictate the prices of your business setting.
Yeah.
There we go telling the whole world bread is $10.
And you end up, because we have a lot of business people with, I don't know if it also has to do with, cultural orientation to say you are a person of the community and there's always something that you need to give to other people. Because what I realize is that, when you look around you, especially SMEs, the guy with a good heart does not really go far, because that guy with a good heart, people, they mix they mix a lot of things. The girlfriend can come and take everything. The kid can come. Uncles can just come and take everything. And the guy cannot even draw the lines to say, no, uncle, this is not a family affair. This is business. It's not a business. And you are my girlfriend. You're not my business partner. And you have to wait for me to make this money. It's the same as a person is at work. You cannot just come and sit at the person's office because you are the wife of that person. Yeah, that's why maybe domestic, it's high time that these domestic businesses need to be,
domestic business people need to become either bad girls or bad boys because the good people do not get the corner office.
That is true.
People do not,
it's not even good people. It's just a matter of you knowing when to say no.
You need to know where to draw the line. Yeah. You need to know that this is business. This is my bread. This is where you eat. And you need to be able to draw a line from there. Like, of course you are afraid you won't have clients.
Yeah.
And, that is the problem with a lot of SMEs. They are afraid that, what if I don't give discounted prices and my goods go bad? What if, I don't give discounted prices and no one comes to make their dresses by me. Let's say, for instance, fashion designers, it's just not happening with people that are selling. It's happening also with service providers. But then you need to be calculative of the way you do your things. There is discount, maybe because, someone is coming with 10 clients or they are buying in bulk and you can say, okay, but it should also be from free will or you can negotiate it. But still, there is discount between a bulk buyer and a one item buyer. And what people don't realize, especially those that offer services, and it's something that also pisses me off, is that you are not calculating everything that you put into the work. For instance, fashion designers. Mm. People have this thing of saying fashion designers are very expensive.
Mm.
Hey, you should go to Chinatown and all those shops where they buy the materials. Material is expensive.
Yeah.
This person has to take time out to actually work on whatever design it is that you want. So it's the material, it's the labor, it's the creativity. You are paying for what this person is putting into there. Yet you are coming to tell someone just because you know kucha 2 meters of fabric is $20.
Yeah.
Now you want to pay the person $30.
Yeah. And I think let us all look at this way. That thing of, negotiated price. It also creates a bit of dishonesty from these SME operators because they end up running a business without price. Price depends on how you look that day or on the weather.
Yep.
Because if you are looking professional, they assume you have money. Then they increase the price.
Mm-hmm.
If you just woke up and decide to go and buy something, it's a different price based on people, based on how you look. And that's why maybe let us find a way to have a certain standard to say, if you are operating within a domestic zone or you are operating at a certain informal sector, this one is a price range. Because there is imbalance in terms of price. That's why things are just confused. Somebody is negotiating the price from the top. Somebody has products with different times. Depends on who is buying. Depends on also who is, depends on the weather also.
Yeah. also, with a lot of negotiation comes a lot of,
trick things or what?
No, the quality of the service or the product that you render also loses its value because now, you are trying to cut edges, right?
Yeah.
If you are selling bread for $10 that is supposed to be $15. Now, even you, when you produce this bread, you try to make it worth $10 so that you do not make a loss. And for you to make a $10 loaf worth $10. It means either the sugar is not enough.
Yeah.
The yeast is not enough.
Yeah.
Just something in there just
The guys will sort you out. they find a way to sort you out if you negotiate on the price. Somebody has to pay somewhere because no one wants to lose.
Yes. Yeah. So somehow it compromises quality a lot.
Yeah.
And, what you don't realize with quality being compromised is that it also, leaves a bad name for your business. You as a business person, you're just trying to survive.
Yeah.
But when the person goes to drag your business, they don't say, I was given this service because I cried for a discount.
Yeah.
They don't say, it's because I cried for a discount. They don't say it's because they disrespected your business to want discounts when they pay full prices everywhere. So, they just say,
they stay their side always.
Yeah, they just say, I received horrible service.
Yeah.
And that's about it. So the next person that wants services from you will already have that mindset of, but David is going to give me a horrible service. But let me give you an example. Let me say I'm a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And you come to me with half price.
Yeah.
And someone walks in with full price.
Wait.
I'm going to ask you nicely, can you sit while I finish this one? And then we continue with you. Because
at your level.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
At the end of the day, I need to make money.
Yeah.
Maybe the person that walks in will not understand why I made that decision, but between you and I, we need to have a common understanding to say you have brought my service. You are ripping me off of what my work's worth is.
Yeah, you brought my service down. Zafia, what is your experience with negotiated prices?
You know, for me, first of all, I'm not someone that easily negotiates. I will negotiate like when I go to a country, like I went to Bali, and they actually told me that the setting is here to negotiate.
So,
the taxi driver even told me that when you're in a taxi, you need to negotiate the price.
Is that how they operate?
Yeah. Okay. It's the normal operation.
Because it's a tourist attraction.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, okay.
Everything, but I found it very difficult, you know, to do that. Because for me, at the end of the day, I was a salesperson.
Uh-huh.
I'm still a salesperson in a different setup now.
Yeah.
But for me, I always had that mindset. If I give you discount, there's something wrong with my product or there's some kind of problem with my product. This is my mindset, right? So when someone used to ask me, and is there any discount? I'm like, there's nothing wrong with the product. You understand? I'm giving you quality.
Uh-huh.
So why are we still negotiating for? So that is like in my mindset.
Okay.
I knew someone and I still know them basically.
Yeah.
They are like Helene said, they stay in their ground.
Okay.
Whether you walk away, we are friends.
Yeah.
But friends does not pay the bills. No?
Okay. Mm. Okay.
So they've got this, standpoint that they say.
Yeah.
If you buy something with me,
yeah.
Whether you are David, whether you are Helene, whether you are family, whether you're not, you pay the same price.
Okay.
And that's what I stand on.
Okay.
If I don't make a sale out of you, it's fine. At least at the end of the day, what will you do? You will respect me. Now, what we do normally is, I will ask Helene, because perhaps maybe she makes nice posts or she's a social media manager and she knows how the social media works. So I'll ask her to please make a post for me. And then she'll be like, that will cost you, for example, $300, $200, whatever her price is. And then I'll be like, I actually thought like I can maybe get a discount. Now, if she says no, I'll go to David.
Yeah.
But I'll pay David. I know David asked me $300. But David is not my friend.
Yeah.
I probably got referred, but I don't want to support Helene, who is my friend.
No,
and that's the setup we have in today's society.
And I think it's what Helene have said at the beginning, to say sometimes people don't want you to grow.
Yes.
Which, how come, because I know her, why should I have to pay you $1,000? Because I know you.
Yes.
Just this service that you do, but I can't do it. Just this thing that you do with computer
exactly.
And what, then I have to pay you $1,000.
Yes.
Then I have to negotiate. No, what, give me even 600 or whatsoever. But if I go to a different person, let me say, not my tribe, you'll be able to pay even more than that if somebody asks you. I think it's also a matter of us not really trying to understand, to say, this person is just around me and is making this amount of money. I think it's a human thing also.
I think it's also a thing of respect. Because
remember,
that is how Helene, for example, that is how she makes her money.
Yeah.
Whether she sits at home and she's on her phone, that's her creative work. And I need to respect it. Maybe I'm sitting at a bank and I'm a teller. She respects it when she comes into the bank. She needs to stand in that line.
Why can't I negotiate with the bank?
Exactly. We don't negotiate with the bank.
No, not negotiate.
We don't negotiate with Woolies.
Yeah.
Nobody negotiates.
I know,
you walk into Woolies, you know what the price is.
No one even going to have to, even if you don't read it well, you go and check. Yeah.
So I think it comes in also with respect. Respecting your friend's business. And more, if you are a friend and you're truly my friend, then you should even pay that price that you see.
But you know what is also getting things complicated is when we mix things. Because if you are my friend, when you come to my business, let's understand that you are my customer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You are here to buy. If you are my wife, if you come to my business, you are my customer. You cannot come with those stories to say, I owe you something as a husband, not something as a business person.
The setup must change.
Yeah. That's why we can make that different, that differentiation. And the other thing which I think, especially with us, from the black,
community.
Culture or black community, we have this thing of, you are scared of what people are going to say because you stand your ground. That's why these people already have this thing to say, no, Helen, we are raising you, we seen you when you were young, now because you have your business, we're even assisting you. But that's not part of business.
I think that is the one thing I personally appreciate as I'm growing up.
Yeah.
I have learned to stand my ground.
Yeah.
Come thunder, come fire, come the Holy Spirit itself.
Yeah.
I will stand my ground. If I say it's A, it's A.
Yeah.
If I'm willing to compromise, I would be willing to compromise from the get-go.
Yeah.
But if I tell you, no, it's not possible, it's not possible. And you know, you would find, that, okay, of course I offer services.
Yeah.
And you would find that there are people that would come and it's a first-time client and they're like,
they want to negotiate already.
I'm like, you don't even know me.
Yeah.
You have never supported my business in your whole life. And already you are starting on the basis of negotiation. So I tell you, you know what? Go back to where you used to do that service. Continue doing it there.
Continue.
Just continue.
Because
clearly you are not my client.
Yeah.
And I've experienced it myself. There are people that every time they need a free service, they come to you. Every time they need a discounted service, they come to you. Yet every time they have enough money.
They want.
You see, it has been done elsewhere.
Yeah. And but it's the same thing that you have been doing.
But it's the same thing that we have been, that you have been doing. And that is why as SMEs in Namibia, as small business owners in Namibia, people need to learn to stand their ground. You need to not allow people to be entitled with your business. You need to tell people that, look, we are friends until here.
Yeah.
The business is here.
Yeah.
And then after that, our friendship continues.
Yeah.
But when we are around the business, you have to walk around it.
Yeah,
either you're going to walk around it because you don't respect it, or you decide to partake in it, but not through me.
Yeah. That's why, you know, most of the friendship, they reach a boiling point because of those things. People don't want to understand business, money, in the friendship. They don't want to understand those things. Because somebody end up taking something because the person's a friend. Then, pay my things before, there's this thing in the street to say, no, pay my things before you take me out.
Mm.
You owe me $1,000. Then you come and take me out. Then I still have to come and ask you my money. You take me out as your friend.
Pay my money.
Yeah, pay my money.
Yeah.
Then a person end up, no, why are you asking me money? You even went, explain, differentiate between that. And that's the only way that we are going to survive. And maybe, before you give opportunity to our callers, let us look at respect. How can I respect my own business? Or maybe how can, domestic, business operators respect their own businesses the way they respect their suppliers, where they get the stock from?
Exactly. By setting boundaries, and it starts with you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as a business owner, if you start to let's say you are running a tuck shop at home.
Yeah.
And then when there is no bread at home.
Yeah.
You start to take the bread without paying for it, and you don't come back to pay for it.
Yeah.
You are not supporting yourself. Even tomorrow when you are not around,
disorganized.
Your wife is going to come and take bread, because as Mosakov wanted, then it's what you guys usually do home.
Yeah.
And then next time, then the auntie at the neighborhood does not have bread. Then the auntie, then your wife is most going to say, honey, Tanya, it's all right. You'll just take and pay when. The problem with pay when is it never comes.
No, it
and,
will never come.
There's this statement they say in Oshiwambo.
Yeah.
Anwa onge shefonjo. what it means is direct translation means business is credit. Like when people owe you, that is business.
I think the person who came up with that thing, it was just his defensive mechanism to come. Because, you know, I don't believe some of the phrases also. Because
Even
those old guys,
people have wild phrases.
Yeah. But you must also understand the state where that person was when you are saying that. Because you just say, no, the person said A, B, C, and D. And yeah, maybe after a commercial break, then we can open the line.
Yeah. At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHB on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Mukungu lele kwa tuko maikuto wami na apiri kwa mavchaziva. Uvele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zari vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app, mwikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilingi kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyalizwi la mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasfera sesifa app ya imba kize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavera kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, fa 081-235-8063, kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic segment. We have around 12 minutes before we call it an evening. Yeah.
And to join our conversation in studio, the number is 083-288-401. And just moving on to, you know, to this issue of negotiated prices. What a lot of people don't understand is sometimes that person's business is their source of income,
yeah.
Their source of survival. It's the only thing they have. They don't have other jobs like us that every month end, you know, even if you were on leave for half the month, you know your salary is coming. Sadly, business does not work like that. Yeah. You know, here at work, if you're sick for half a month and you're on sick leave,
yeah,
your money is still going to come to you as it is month end.
Yeah.
When a business owner is sick for half a month, the business is also sick, especially for service providers.
Yeah.
It also means the business is sick because this person is unable to continue carrying out their work.
Yeah.
So it's really, really advisable for you guys to respect, SMEs,
yeah,
to respect what you want to call informal, businesses.
Yeah.
A business is a business, whether it's operating from a diamond building, or it's operating from a garage,
yeah,
or it's operating from under an umbrella on the roadside of the road.
Yeah.
A business is a business, and it should be respected at that, as that, because that is the same business that has sent some of you to schools. I hate to come for you, but you guys disrespect
them. Most of us.
Yes, yeah. I hate to disrespect you guys, but most of you went to school,
yeah,
because of those small businesses.
Yeah.
Most of you went to schools because your fathers and your aunties, yeah, and your uncles were tuck shop owners.
Yeah.
And people paid the price. And the mindset that just because you know someone, they owe you a discount needs to be done away with. Because that is also why people are giving you discounted services, discounted quality.
Yeah. They also give you a discount on quality. Yeah, but it's true.
Yes.
It's true.
That is how I call it. If you are looking for a discount, it also means you should be ready to settle for a discounted quality.
Yeah.
You should be ready to settle for half what the person is good at. Because at the end of the day, they are going to rush through it. They are going to rush through it. They need to get to the next person that is hopefully paying a full price, or they just want you out of their hair because, I kid you not, sometimes the discounts are happening, but deep within a person's heart, let's say blame him, because you have taken away from their profits. Already, what I can say is that if tuck shops are selling bread for $15,
yeah,
it's because they are probably buying it for $10 or $13. Now, if you're going to come and negotiate it down to $12, it means this person made exactly what they put in. There is no profit.
They lost. And the other thing that you have mentioned regarding when a person is sick, the business is also sick. I think the respect must start, especially when somebody is operating. I don't only want to say when somebody is operating a sole trade or a loan. Just respect a person the way you respect, bigger corporations. And that is the only way that we are going to grow the economy. And this thing also is not only about customers, because everyone has a phrase, especially customers. Sometimes they say the customer is always right. Say business is credit. They come with all those things. But what is very important is that SME owners also, and also SME owners and clients, they must both understand what business is. And how we can maintain those businesses.
Hmm.
Because if you destroy somebody's business based on credit, it means that you also take service away.
Hmm.
Because some of the business, I've seen a business which is only moving in a circle. Maybe a person is only making a profit for $100 or $50 in a day, which is even much. Some are moving in a circle. The moment you just disturb that circle, it will cost that person another maybe week to recover.
Let me ask you guys a wild question. Have you guys met the owner of Voorman Brock?
No, I don't even know. I don't even know who is.
Do you only go to Voorman because the owner is there?
No.
Sadly, that is what is happening in our communities,
yeah,
as Namibians.
Yeah.
And you know, we are for this ideology of let's drive black-owned businesses.
Yeah.
Let's push our SMEs. But I kid you not, I have been around SMEs that own bars.
Yeah.
I have been around SMEs that own catering services, that owns whatever services it is that they give to the people. One thing I can guarantee you is there is a culture,
mm-hmm,
of only supporting small businesses when the owner is around.
That is fake support.
And that culture is motivated by that same entitlement I spoke about in the beginning. Because when you are by your bar, David, when you are by the bunny, and I can support you, if I don't get discount, you are buying me 2 rounds.
It's always like that. And they want to be seen by, and that is not, it's not a reality.
It's actually not support, but it's the reality on the ground.
Yeah.
It's either they are coming to negotiate,
yeah,
or they are coming to just eat up whatever is left of your profits, because they will make sure that you have to buy. And, SME owners have normalized it so much that they even conform to it.
Yeah.
That they tell you, if I'm not at the bar, the people will not come. If I don't buy for them, they will not continue buying. And I'm like, wow, guys, how are we going to build an economy with this mindset?
No, it's a wrong mindset and it needs to change. And with that thing also, I think some people, they overgive. As a business person, you understand that you are working. If you're operating a business, you are working. Somebody's coming from work to support your work. And if you overgive, yes, maybe somebody bought a lot of items from your shop or from your business, then you decided to give that person extra. Take from your profit. Don't give 50% of your profit. Mm-hmm. Don't even give 20% of your profit. Maybe you realize,
maybe
say, no,
2% or 1%.
Yeah, 2% to say, no, this one is for my customers. But you find the person who even miss numbers in terms of calculating, mm-hmm. who is winning between me and the client, then you end up just in the air.
And I think another contributing factor in another problem is that nowadays SMEs are happy and they are settling with just survival. Mm-hmm. Guys, I always tell myself, if I'm going to put my heart and sweat and everything into a business, it needs to be one that thrive.
Must grow.
You know, business owners now are so content with the idea of just survival that as long as you are able to go fetch your next crate of beer, you are okay. You don't even care whether this business is able to send your kids to school. You don't even care if this business is able to sustain you 5 months after it closes down. You are just content that after every crate of beer, you have that $100 to put petrol in your car, or that $100 to buy electricity, and then the other money goes back. And it's a poor cycle.
It's a poor cycle.
It's just a poor cycle, and it's a poor cycle. And obviously, one thing that you always have to keep in mind in a business is that losses in a business are automated. That is something you cannot run away from, no matter who you are. You should just have that idea that one day, maybe a peck of hair will go bad, probably fall into water or something.
Yeah.
3 out of the crate of beer will probably break. Maybe you forget to switch off the fridge or just something.
Even fate can just erupt from nowhere and destroy your things because the products you are selling.
You always have to anticipate loss. Yeah. And that is why I say, whatever you do with your business, do not negotiate. My second, do not negotiate.
Stop that thing.
Especially if it compromises your products, if it compromises your output, do not negotiate. Do not go buy those Santa Clara whiskeys to Campua in the White Horse things just because people want discount. Do not compromise on your business. That is your brand. That is who you are. That is what you stand for. And the moment you become easily moved, the moment you become someone that just, when we say jump to the left, you jump to the left. When you say your bread should be $10, then for the rest of the day, it's $10 because we the people have decided it shouldn't be like that in business.
Yeah, and the other thing, you just decide, are you going to be loved by your friends or you are going to be making money? Because there's something that you need to choose, and there's also something that you need to make sure that you are going to lose. Because in that business, people are going to make sure that they hate you. Because you decided to differentiate between what is my source of income and where my relationships are going to end. Zafia, are you there?
So, with my final words, since we're heading almost to 7.
Your final word tonight.
So, here's my challenge to all of us today.
Yeah.
Let's support SME businesses.
Yeah.
Let's support them by paying full price when we can.
Yeah.
Let's be the type of friends who uplift, not discount. Let's build each other one fair price at a time.
Yeah, and let us not compromise on the price and also on the quality. Things must just be balanced.
My last word is that if you are going to pay a discounted price, so you definitely deserve a discounted product. Mm. And lastly, to the business owners, do not compromise. Put your feet down. It does not matter who it is, be it your siblings, your, you know, the people that have seen you naked. It does not matter who it is. Do not mix business with pleasure. Do not mix business with family. Always differentiate the two. And if you are not able to do it on your own, then it's high time you find a middleman between you, yourself, and the business, because now you are part of the problem.
Yes, dear listeners, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And with those few words for this evening, we are going to leave you in the good hands of Uncle Fly and also Naruvanda with the Mtumwa program. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Chup-chup.